Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
I'm Evan Walkenstein, and this is Parshat Balak. In Parshat Balak, a distinguished entourage knocks at the humble door of Bilam, the soothsayer. Bilam's eyes fall on the silk-robed emissaries of King Balak. The king, they say, requires Bilam's services to curse Israel. Bilam asks them to spend the night while he inquires as to God's direction. God prohibits the mission, and Bilam dutifully sends the emissaries home. When once again a knock comes at the door, Bilam finds himself standing before princes more honorable than the first. Golden-crusted and bejeweled, they promise great wealth from the king if Bilam takes up the task. Bilam again invites them to stay. In the dark of night, God tells Bilam to go with the princes. When Bilam sets out on the journey, a puzzle unfolds before us. First, we are informed that God is angry about Bilam's actions. Then, an invisible angel stands in Bilam's way, sword in hand, and Bilam's donkey, who by miracle speaks, comes to save his life. Why does God initially forbid the mission and afterwards permit it? And why does God then push Bilam within inches of his life for following God's instructions? As a high school teacher, I encounter a mindset in many of my teenage students that is reminiscent of Bilam's. It is the mindset I call, "I know you said no, but perhaps you meant maybe." It emerges when students ask to work alone when the explicit assignment is to work with a partner, and they suggest using Tanakh Chavruta time as Algebra 2 study time, when they insist on being allowed to visit a shop while the rest of the class waits for the tour guide. And when I give the answer no, they hear maybe. Perhaps they cannot imagine that a rational, compassionate adult would say no to their request, or perhaps they have difficulty seeing the needs of the community beyond their own. We all struggle with the same challenge. I look at my life and I consider the commitments I have made, to attend rallies, to send letters and sign petitions, to consume responsibly. I say no to sweatshops, I say no to the abuse of economic and gender privilege, but when I review the facts of my life, what do I do with my free time, what I buy day to day, I see that during times of busyness and stress, my desire to be socially conscious slips lower and lower on my list of priorities, and replacing consciousness on the list are convenience, profit, personal preference. The frustration I feel at my students is actually a frustration at the conflict of pressures to which we all succumb. As we return to Bilam, we rewind the film and zoom in. Bilam, inviting the second royal entourage to stay the night, is not being hospitable, nor is he being a loyal servant of God. He knows that he is prohibited from performing the mission, and yet he hopes that perhaps he misunderstood. He hopes that God's no is actually a maybe. God's anger at Bilam, then, is not prompted by Bilam following God's instructions, but rather because Bilam continues to ask when the answer is already quite clear. Bilam here acts out a common pattern. Even when we know we should do one thing, we instead do another. Our mouth says no, but our feet say yes. For my students, I can understand their deep desire for a moment of freedom. Yet when I ask them, "Do you think it's right for you to go buy candy while the rest of us wait for the bus?" they inevitably come to the same decision that I'd originally given. Bilam, like all of us, knows that the right thing to do is not always convenient or profitable. We must say no to that which we know is wrong and say yes to our commitments. For if we do not, we slip into the loopholes that allow us to fall further and further from our values, and our students will continue to show us where we fail. We do not need a punishing blade or a talking donkey to remind us of how we have sinned. We need only look at the state of the world around us.